you know, I finished Tokyo Year Zero, which is a single narrative voice, really. And I, what I wanted to do was, and I began the novel using two detectives. And there are remnants, in a way, that the ruins of these narratives remain in the book. But it was alternating detective voices. One detective who believed Hirasawa was guilty, one detective who believed he was innocent. And it went back and forward throughout. And yet, as I said, the case has so many kind of conspiracy theories linked to it, and different people have so many different opinions about it, that I felt that, like, you couldn't really shoehorn, if you like, all the different perspectives into these two detectives. And also, to some degree, I felt I was kind of repeating a formula I'd already done a bit with the Red Riding Quartet. And so, thinking, say, more of GB84, the book I wrote about the miners' strike, where I use many different narrative voices. Again, something like the miners' strike, which touched the lives of millions of people, and a case like this, which touched, again, not millions, but thousands of people. When you're dealing with very, very complex stories, the novel can seem an immensely limiting form. It was very constrictive, the way I was approaching it. And then to open it out and to make it 12 seemed to be able to put all the different versions of the truth, in inverted commas, forward. And if you like, let me, and let, as a writer, and you as a reader, decide which is the version you believe.